Hey everyone, Michael Sparks here. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our AMSOIL team. It's Monday, August 31st, 2015. Appreciate you calling in tonight. First up, tonight's call is dedicated to an AMSOIL friend, Al Retz. Rest in peace. We're thankful for his full life, but I know he wished for more. Al was an AMSOIL dealer up in Canada, passed away, I believe, today or yesterday, and he had a wonderful family and had a wonderful life, and we really appreciate everything he's contributed to the AMSOIL business, and he will be missed. So tonight's call is dedicated to Al Retz. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I've noticed a lot of dealer activity online. Dealers working their shows with their business, and hopefully by now the dog days of summer have passed us and we're getting to the sweet time of the year. September, October, and November. These 3 months are the best months for going out and attracting new customers to AMSOIL. Reason being because of the weather is great and there's a lot of activities. There's many outdoor shows that are going on this time of year. And the weather is more bearable than any other time. There's usually not as much rain, there's not as much heat, and there's not as much cold. It's what they call the temperate time of the year, depending on where you're at. Of course, if you're way north, it could be very cold. But where we're at in Middle Tennessee, September, October, November is usually a pretty good time of year. Consider finding some local car shows and motorcycle shows or any type of shows. I listened to a call the other week, and one of our dealers went to a threshing show or a farm show or a fair or something like that. Go out there and get in front of people and talk about AMSOIL. That's how the products are sold. These are great places to find new customers. We'll be setting up here in the near future at the Kentucky Wood Expo, which is a logging and wood type of show. And in October, we have the GIE Expo. That is the green industry. That's anybody in landscape, lawnscape. We got a few folks calling it tonight. And then the PRI Expo in December, that's the performance race industry. We'll be setting up at that show in December. But the next few months, if you'd like to get out there, find some local shows. They're low cost. You don't have to have an extravagant booth. You could set up a table. You could maybe borrow one from your friend or for someone at church or something, and just put a couple products that you use on the table and some AMSOIL catalogs and a few business cards, and you're up and running. This is a low-cost business to get started in and attract some new customers. So get out there and do that. I know this has been said before, but now is the best time to become an AMSOIL dealer. Who do you know that may be interested in the AMSOIL business opportunity? This could be a customer, someone you already have as an AMSOIL customer, or someone that would like to earn extra income in AMSOIL. What does the perfect AMSOIL dealer look like? I've heard in the past that it's impossible to spot someone who will be successful in the AMSOIL business opportunity. Many times the guy with the perfect sales background or who is the perfect car nut, you know, they sign up and just flaked out on us. I don't know how that works, but we really don't know who the successful AMSOIL dealer will be. That's why we need to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. You don't know, you don't have to be a car guy or a sales pro or what have you. What you need is a desire to learn, the willingness and the drive to achieve a goal, and be coachable. I probably don't use that word enough, be coachable. Are you coachable? And really, what does being coachable mean? I looked this up earlier today on the internet, and the number one thing to be coachable in an MLM business or network marketing or direct sales type of business that we have with AMSOIL is the business of duplication. Those of you who have already been successful will share your secrets of success, and all you need to do is listen and do what they tell you to do. You know, most people aren't very coachable in the beginning. They think that they know it all and they can do what they've done in the past. And, you know, sometimes that works, but most oftentimes that doesn't work. You know, success in traditional business could be the things that most people go after. You know, you go out there and you make some marketing or whatever regular business does. It doesn't work in our type of industry. This is a face-to-face business. Direct sales, selling AMSOIL products, is getting in front of a customer and helping them understand how our products work and why they work better than any other products on the market. Most dealers that get started in AMSOIL don't make any money at first. They sign up and they sit there and they don't know what to do. They're not very coachable because they don't seek for the knowledge. So the key is to find dealers that want to seek for the knowledge and then show them how to be successful right off the get-go. But if they're not successful right off the get-go, that's okay. We can take a dealer that's been at it 2, 3, 5, 10 years. I've listened to stories of somebody who's been the dealer for 20 years and finally decided to wake up and go out and work at the business. And guess what? They're successful. They just paid their dues for 20 years. If they'd have got started 20 years ago, who knows what they would have been. But anyhow, successful AMSOIL dealers, there's really no strict guideline who they are. The person that you think will be the best may not always be the best, and the person you think doesn't have a chance, you don't know. They might strive up and be the best AMSOIL dealer you know. When I got started, I had no sales experience. I had no direct MLM experience. I've never sold a product in my life, and I just became passionate about AMSOIL. I learned what it took to become a successful AMSOIL dealer. And the best news, I was coachable. I talked to my sponsor at least a couple times a week, if not every day. I talked to my direct jobber a couple times a week. And as I moved up the ranks, I talked to some of the people in the higher levels of AMSOIL, David and Carol Bell, on a daily basis. I believe David and I probably talked every day, maybe except for Sunday or Saturday or whatever, but we talked every day for probably 4 or 5 years, and that's really what spurred me on to success because I was coachable. We talked and we figured out what worked best for me. And if your sponsor is not out there to help you, I suggest that you go find the next upline dealer or direct jobber. If you're listening to this call and you're not on a Sparks team, call AMSOIL 715-392-7101. Ask for a regional sales manager and find out who your upline is. If your sponsor is not out there to help you, find your next sponsor. Find your DJ. Find your upline DJs in your team. Someone will accept you and help you. And if you're coachable, you can duplicate their success without having to reinvent the wheel. Speaking of reinvent the wheel, we don't have to do this in this business. We don't have to own our own wheel or even reinvent the wheel. Just be coachable. Listen to those that have succeeded and duplicate that. Once you have your own success, you can find various ways to make the business unique, your own AMSOIL business. The key is start right now and get plugged into a system. I feel we have one of the best here. Listen to these calls. If you are first time listening in or you haven't listened in, there is 3 years plus worth of calls. Please listen in to all the calls that we've started back in 2012, I believe, and share that with those on your team. If you don't want to share the website, download the calls and send it to them on email. I don't care, but just get out there and help your team succeed, and you will find the leaders in your own team, and you will see success. Tonight's call is about the internet marketing. You see, I've been selling AMSOIL on the internet since January of 2000. Many dealers didn't even know what the internet was back in 2000, and over the years, many things have changed with respect to how we market our products and get in front of people. At first, it was message boards, and I spent hundreds of hours reading posts, answering questions, and helping people get the best products for their equipment. back in 2000, 2001, I was a VW TDI guy, a BMW motorcycle guy, an F-150 guy, a Power Stroke diesel guy, and a Bob is the oil guy. Those were places where I was able to find many customers and prospects. But, you know, really the times has changed. Since the internet has progressed, yes, there's message boards out there, and feel free to check those out. But I can tell you it's a time-consuming proposition. We now have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and a whole host of social places to get the AMSL word out. Tonight I want to focus on building links that point towards your website. First, I want to play an audio from Matt Cutts, who is with Google, and I'm going to put that on right now, and hope you enjoy that. Just give me a second, and enjoy this little clip here. It's about 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Matt Cutts. I'm an engineer in the quality group at Google, and I'd like to talk today about what happens when you do a web search. The first thing to understand is that when you do a Google search, you aren't actually searching the web. You're searching Google's index of the web, or at least as much of it as we can find. We do this with software programs called spiders. Spiders start by fetching a few web pages, then they follow the links on those pages and fetch the pages they point to, and follow all the links on those pages and fetch the pages they link to, and so on, until we've indexed a pretty big chunk of the web. Many billions of pages stored across thousands of machines. Now, suppose I want to know how fast a cheetah can run. I type in my search, say, cheetah running speed, and hit return. Our software searches our index to find every page that includes those search terms. In this case, there are hundreds of thousands of possible results. How does Google decide which few documents I really want? By asking questions. More than 200 of them, like, how many times does this page contain your keywords? Do the words appear in the title? In the URL? Directly adjacent? Does the page include synonyms for those words? Is this page from a quality website, or is it low quality, even spammy? What is this page's page rank? That's a formula invented by our founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, that rates a web page's importance by looking at how many outside links point to it and how important those links are. Finally, we combine all those factors together to produce each page's overall score and send you back your search results about half a second after you submit your search. At Google, we take our commitment to delivering useful and impartial search results very seriously. We don't ever accept payment to add a site to our index, update it more often, or improve its ranking. Let's take a look at my search results. Each entry includes a title, a URL, and a snippet of text to help me decide whether this page is what I'm looking for. I also see links to similar pages, Google's most recent stored version of that page, and related searches that I might want to try next. And sometimes, along the right and at the top, I'll see ads. We take our advertising business very seriously as well, both our commitment to deliver the best possible audience for advertisers and to strive to only show ads that you really want to see. We're very careful to distinguish your ads from regular search results. And we won't show you any ads at all if we can't find any that we think will help you find the information you're looking for. Which in this case, the cheetah's top running speed is more than 60 miles an hour. Thanks for watching. I hope this made Google a little bit more understandable.
Okay. So you listen to that and you think about, what's this have to do with the AMSL business? Well, searching on Google, that's the number one search engine in the world. And getting yourself found on Google is probably the number one most important thing you should be thinking about if you want to sell on the internet. There's other sites like Bing and Yahoo and many other search engines that are out there. But Google is probably the number one most used search engine. And so using that, and you understand page rank, and that was designed from Larry Page, who was one of the founders of Google. and they use an algorithm that decides how many links link back to the website that you have. And so tonight, we want to talk a little bit about link building. And link building is the process of acquiring hyperlinks from other websites to your own. A hyperlink, usually just called a link, is a way for users to navigate between pages on the internet. Search engines use links to crawl the web. They will crawl the links between individual pages on your site and will crawl the links between entire websites. There are many techniques for building links, and while they vary in difficulty, SEOs, which is search engine optimizations, tend to agree that link building is one of the hardest parts of their jobs. Many SEOs spend a majority of their time trying to do well in link building. For that reason, if you can master the art of building high-quality links, it can truly put you ahead of both other SEOs and your competitors. So you want to, you know, there's, I don't know how many thousands of AMSL dealers that are out there, and you want to get ahead of them on the internet. How do you do that? You do that by building links back to your website. And so how do we go about doing this? You could do this by using social media to link to certain pages on your website. The key is that you have a website and that its pages are worth going to. Simply having a website that is little more than a digital business card does little for you and still little for someone who visits your page. With thousands of AMSL websites, what would draw someone to your website over some other AMSL dealers? The key is that you have something of value that an internet user wants to read, and better yet, wants to share with others, and still better yet, link back to your website. That's the top in the chain right there. Someone that wants to link your page back to you, they want to link that page that you have on your website back to their own website. What you're creating online is what are you creating online that is the value of others? Advertisements and such are not very value. The key being useful information about what we offer in products, lubrication solutions, and of course the AMSL business opportunity. The information you provide has to be useful and has to be relevant in order for you to be building an online presence. Again, last week I attended an SEO meetup, which is Search Engine Optimization, in Nashville. And it was hosted by To The Top Web Design. Ross Jones, the owner of the company, delivers a great presentation on what it takes to be successful in internet marketing. You see, just having a website doesn't cut it, as Matt Cutts, pardon the pun, points out. You have to have some relevant information. And there are three things you should focus on for optimizing search engine optimization, or SEO. Efficient architecture, that's number one. Number two, attractive content. Number three, easy engagement. I'll break these three down to you. Architecture is how your website is laid out. Is it easy to navigate? Can someone go from interesting page to interesting page? Is there anything interesting on your website? That would be a good question. If it's just a sales page, it's not very interesting. People want to get valuable information that they can use to help themselves learn more either about lubrication, how to help their vehicles last longer, how to save money on fuel economy, what have you. You have to have valuable information on your website. And that brings me to point two, attractive content. As they say, content is king. That means, what information of value do you provide to those who visit your page? If all you offer is buy my shit, you're not doing yourself and your visitors any favors. Find a way to offer value that someone would like so much that they would want to share it with their friends. That's one of the keys to having an online presence. Easy engagement. That could be, can they comment on your page? Can they share your information? Can they create links elsewhere on the internet to the information that you provide? And many folks really fall down in that area. There's no way for them to have a comment. One of the best websites I had, one of the posts I made was on the Dexos oil for GM vehicles. I've had 60 or 70 comments on that. Some of them weren't so great, you know, and I just let those comments ride, and I kept posting relevant information and backing up what I had to say based on AMSL information. And that is one of my most visited pages on my website. And it's still, to this day, I think I posted that back in 2012 or 13. I still get hits to AMSOIL based off of that post I made back in 2011. You talk about doing something once and getting paid over and over and over again. That's one of those pages that does that. So find a way that somebody can get on your website, they can comment, they can share it, they can create links elsewhere on the internet for the information you provide. Folks, I never said any of this was easy. The whole thing is make a page and they will come is really utter bullshit. This is work. This is how we develop customers and how those customers help us find more customers. I can tell you about 1 in 10 posts that I make on the internet proved to be of much value to another reader. And I don't know if it is really a value. The only way I can tell is if I go on my Google Analytics and find out how many links or how many clicks on that page have made. I can go on to the AMSL referrals and find out how many times that page has been accessed. But really, you got to put out information. Every person that has written books, they might have written 25, 50, 100 books, and they might only have one published. You got to start somewhere. It's the same thing with AMSOIL and your website. You got to go out there and create information that people want to read. And maybe 1 in 10, maybe 2 in 10, maybe 3 in 10. If you're really good, you might get 3 in 10 posts that are really worthwhile. That's okay. Those 3 in 10 can make you $1 million. I tell you what, it really works. So the good thing with AMSOIL, there's so much awesome content for you to use and reuse and create to make your own. I do this on a regular basis. I am not a lubrication engineer. Probably I'm not even a car guy as compared to most people listening to the call tonight. I just find the information. I put it in my own words. We learned how to do that in high school when you write papers and you take some books and then you take the 2 or 3 books and you add all the information together. And you write your own, you know, report or page. That's really all we're doing. We're writing a report on the information that we're reading. Put it in your own words. Take some other information from other places on the internet and add it to it, and then create some content. So back to links. How can you get more links on your website? You could post it on places like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. There are other free listing services out there like Yelp and Merchant Circle, Yahoo, Bing, and Google, as well as paid listing services such as Manta, YellowPages.com. And I'm going to put a link to about the top 20 places to show for online listings. And then I've got another one is the Ultimate List, 50 local business directories to put your links out there. Tell you what, this is how you get those backlinks that go back to your website. You go out there and you find these listings and you put yourself out there with your website, and you will find that more people will be linking to you, they'll be finding you and whatnot. And many if all, if not all these websites above do have ways to link to your website. I feel the biggest advantage is when others engage your website and share the information. I've seen when strangers have shared my blog posts on message boards and on Facebook and other social sites. Again, this doesn't happen every time, but when it does, it adds link juice to my AMSOIL website, which in turn ranks higher on search engines. Lastly, if you want a better website, consider purchasing your own website as opposed to having one that's linked to AMSOIL or any other place, whether it be the the new one AMSL came up with or whatever Sting you're using, if you don't own your own domain name, that's, you know, your xyzsite.com, whatever it be. And on top of that, have a website that includes information that we talked about tonight. I prefer WordPress, but you can use other sites that are out there. If you get that started, I guarantee you're going to find that you're about 1,000 times above any other AMSL dealers that are out there. With that, don't forget, if you like these calls or have a question, please leave a comment on the episode at our website. Questions on the site will be answered within 24 hours. We appreciate you getting on tonight. Again, it benefits all dealers when others ask questions. Remember, the only dumb question is the one that doesn't get asked. With that, everybody have a great week, and happy selling AMSOIL.
Good
night, everyone. Thanks for getting on.
Thanks.
Good job, Michael.
Thanks. Go out there. Make some AMSL happen.